now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
Yo, what up, what up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What's going down? Or goatee, what up? What up, T?
I can't even see you.
You can't?
No. No.
I can see you.
I just see me. But I can hear you, though, so, you know, it's not too good.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know why my phone does that.
I'm getting some feedback, too, on your end.
See what I'm saying? IG does not want me to be great.
Yeah, what's up with IG hating on you?
Oh no, man. Let me try to hop off and I'll try to hop back on.
Okay. All
right.
What up with y'all on the live? What up? What's going on? Appreciate y'all rocking with us on the Dope Dope Podcast, man. What's going on? T's hopping up and hopping back on. What's up with y'all? What up with everybody? What's good? What's good? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Cold in the clutch. Lavish. What up with all y'all? What's good with shaking? It's another manic Monday. We back at it. We back at it, man. Look. Shout out to this anniversary. Put some respect on it. Eight years for him. Ah man, what up? Hey, they said that was 8 years ago today, man. That's crazy. Time flies, man. Birdman ran up on them people like that. He ain't been back either. What up, man? We're gonna get rocking on here. Go TT back. Let's see if she done got it together. What up?
You still getting feedback?
Nah, that's better.
Yeah, okay. But you still blank at the top of my screen, but.
Oh, man, that's crazy. They still won't let you be great on here.
Man, not at all.
Not at all.
I think because the feedback may have come from when I had my laptop up.
Oh, okay. Maybe so. We're gonna have a good guest on here. Should be joining shortly. What up, Ghost? What's been up, T?
Not much, man. Trying to get these people to sign up for 502 Black Business Week.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, it's about that time. Yeah, good shit. Shoot, we can get into a little bit before the guests jump on. Let's jump into a few things though. What about this? It's Quavo, man. I feel like we just jumping right into it, man. Let's kick it off, man. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture, man. As usual, I'm your man, King Aglin. This week, we got T, the big maven in here. What up, T?
What up?
Hey, look, before I jumped on, I seen that Quavo responded to Chris Brown, man. The beef continues, man. Did anybody check that out?
And Chris Brown actually just responded in his stories, and
Oh, he
they are
did.
hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, this shit is funny. This shit is
He
funny.
said Takeoff was a better rapper. That's what Chris Brown just said.
Oh,
And
take
then
off it.
he said that was he said it was doo-doo, basically. He said that response was doo-doo. He called him Quavius or whatever. It's all on his IG stories.
That's
So if y'all
wild.
go to his IG stories, you'll see his responses.
Hey, the beef just continues. This is hilarious. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think the theme song, I think all of these beefs have a theme song, and I was actually listening to this song yesterday. Biggie was beef.
Oh yeah.
I think that's very appropriate for all of the beefs that are going on.
I think so too. It's highly entertaining to be honest. What up, Trapping King Kai? Let me see what Ghost talking about. At this point, just knuckle up to hell with all this talking and social media talk. Yeah, because they got problems with each other for real. I think the other beef is everybody can still be cool. This one's a little bit, yeah, they really don't like each other.
It don't mean I don't think it really needs to resort to violence,
Yeah,
but
nah. Just keep it funny. Make the
because
jokes and whatever.
we don't need another Pop Biggie type thing. We don't need to lose any more of our brothers over some shit that can really probably be rectified with a conversation.
Yeah. You 100% agree. 100% agree. Like, keep it all fun and games and entertainment. Don't take it no further in all of this. That's what we want to keep it, man. Keep it hip hop.
We ain't trying to repeat nobody's history.
Yeah, that's a fact. Listen, man, this is episode 149 of the Dope Podcast, man, season three. Episode 24, season three, man. They can give it a bit confusing. I think I'm gonna change that up. But this is
Man.
season three, episode 24. What else? What else? Who to rock with? Who's rocking with Pretty Brown Skin? Elena Walker. I'm really. Hey, can y'all hear some feedback? Is it just me?
It ain't me this time.
Can you hear feedback on my end?
It's not really feedback, but it's like
Static.
you go in and out. You go in and out.
Oh man, that ain't. We got a guest coming on. I can't have that. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. I ain't saying kill somebody, but a good brouhaha. Ghost said a good kerfuffle will ease a lot of this.
Good kerfuffle. I don't
Yeah.
see like two crackheads fighting.
You said two
No,
crackheads?
Quavo look like he a little crackish too.
That's crazy.
I love me some Chris Brown though, with his toxic ass.
Yeah, Chris Breezy a wild boy. Breezy a wild boy. They sent a little bit of feedback, but I'm gonna try to fix that. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I switch this out. All right. Hopefully we clear that up. But yeah, I like all the beats. I don't want to get into it too much. We'll talk about it a little bit later. I know we're supposed to have our guest on, but who else is beefing besides Drake? Drake beefing with everybody, bro.
Right. I mean, I feel like this with everybody here, I guess Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. What's up with that? That's weird.
It's random. It's I guess supposedly the song title to her latest song spells out Kim's name and whatever beef they got stems from the Kanye stuff, so
Oh, they can have that one.
right.
Yeah,
That's not even in our, it's not for us to concern ourselves with.
not at all. But the funny thing is, Drake, and we'll talk about that more too. Drake is put for some reason has put Taylor Swift in his beef with Kendrick. I don't know where that falls into play at. Like, I don't know.
Well, because didn't Kendrick do a song with Taylor Swift or something?
Yeah, but I feel like it's more to it.
So I think that's part of it. So I don't know. I done lost track of all the beefs that intersect and
yeah, I feel you. Like I'm not gonna go out here and do no research on it. Like I'll get the information as I see it pop across my screen. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's you know, at this point everybody gonna be fighting.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look like our guest is joining. Shout out to CEO Brittany Miller. What up? We gonna get right to it. CEO Britt Miller, hit that request. There you go. She's on it.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, hey. Hello. What?
How are
what's?
You?
I'm good. We good. What's going on?
I'm doing well. How's everything?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Glad you could join the pod.
Absolutely. I'm about to go out here to give y'all some better lighting real quick.
Okay, okay.
I'm just arriving to a destination, so just trying to make sure you guys get the right quality.
Yeah, it looks like you in some sunshine outside.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little light. A little lighting. How you feeling?
We good. Good. We good on this Monday.
Yes, good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
It's a good Monday. Yes,
it's a good Monday. Well, let's go. We were just talking about some of these beefs going on real quick before you jumped on.
Oh, no. What beefs are happening? What's going on?
We just talking about the random, you know, hip-hop and R&B single beefs with, you know, Chris Brown and Quavo and Drake and a little Kendrick before you jumped on. You know, what's been going on for the past few weeks.
Gotcha.
The usual back and forth, but we got you on, CEO Britt. Welcome to the pod. Before we get started, do you guys hear a lot of feedback? Is it still just me?
No, I don't hear it anymore.
Okay, Britt, are you good?
I hear
Brittany.
Perfectly fine. I don't hear anything.
Well, let's go then. Let's get right to it. Well, welcome to the pod, man. We got CEO Brittany Miller in the pod. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're gonna get right into it. The Brittany Miller brand, big PR branding consulting. We'll let you talk to introduce yourself a bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, for sure. So my name is Brittany Miller. I am a publicist and a brand consultant. I do a lot of work for clients that are entrepreneurs, brands, businesses, companies, campaigns, any kind of individual projects. Basically just helping them to seal up their branding as well as getting more exposure, radio, podcast, news, magazine, things like that, as well as just defining their messaging, their mission, their bios, all of their profile, what you need to move and shake and next level network in this entrepreneur world.
Hey, that was a whole lot. And you're out of Philly, right?
No, so I'm based in Atlanta, but I'm from Philly.
You're from Philly, I'm based Philly in
girl.
Atlanta.
Yes, I'm a Philly girl based in Atlanta.
Right. So, five companies, you oversee five companies and a nonprofit.
Yeah, so those are my brands, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us a little bit that, like, how did you get started in PR consulting and branding? And then what led you, like, how did you develop your own brands? Like, how did it go from you getting interested in doing this type of work and then moving into you creating these five brands?
For sure. So initially I actually started out as a hairstylist first and foremost. I quit my job back in 2013. I was stressed out. I was working for this guy who was an entrepreneur, and he had a small company out in Huntington Valley in Pennsylvania. And I was doing some work for him, and it was getting kind of stressful because there were incentives in place that I was hitting and exceeding. And every time I would exceed the incentives, he then began to take the incentives away from the whole company because they were being surpassed. Right. So
right.
I'm not, you know, it's nothing slow about me. So I definitely, you know, I was like, this ain't for me. I'm not about to sit here and make you rich, sir. And you getting your success off of my back, it's not gonna happen. So I ended up quitting my job. And at that time, my intention mentally was to go and apply for more jobs and find something less stressful and more fitting. And so I never really thought about entrepreneurship as a plan. What actually happened was I started doing hair to continue to bring in my income and just continue to make ends meet. And once I started doing mobile hairstyling, my clients began to keep me booked. Like, so it was to the point I couldn't even look for a job if I wanted to, because I was constantly booked doing hair.
Right.
So I did that for about 5 years total. I did mobile hairstyling for about 2 years. Then I had people coming to me for about 2 years. And then I opened a salon for a short period of time, for about 6 months, right before I moved to Atlanta. I moved to Atlanta. My goal was to go and pick up in the hair market in Atlanta, set up shop, open a salon, and, you know, carry on my brand and my business down there. But when I arrived to Atlanta, the hair market was totally different. The price points were different. The styles were different. The expectations were different. And so because I had already brought my whole family out there and I was already there, it was kind of too late to double back and, like, switch the plan. So I did a cold turkey industry switch and I set up my branding and PR business. I had already been doing branding and PR for my hair company, as well as starting a nonprofit. I started a nonprofit for women based on the fact that the women in my chair, you know, would just have a lot of answers to each other's problems. And I wanted to connect them. I wanted to be that connector. And so that's where the establishment of the nonprofit came in, which led to, like, the birth of my network. Like, that's where my network began to really grow. And it gave me leverage to be able to start my PR and branding business.
Got you. Mm-hmm. So, and that was from 2013 is when you transitioned.
So it's been a solid 11 years full-time entrepreneurship. Yes. No side hustle, no nothing.
Yeah, so, and it, you know, just going through and seeing some of the things that you've done, it looks like it's been going great for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, what were some of the struggles, though, starting out? You know, I think it's a big step for a lot of people jumping into their own, owning their own business on the entrepreneurial path. Like, what were some of the struggles that you started initially with, like, leaving, deciding to leave your regular 9-to-5 job and moving into working for yourself, basically?
There were so many. I mean, the list goes on forever. There were so many problems and so many challenges. And I actually just answered this question yesterday at an event, but it's a mindset thing. Like, you have to kind of already be aware that there's going to be problems, there's going to be challenges, and you just have to really develop that problem-solving bone in your body. Like, you have to work that muscle to learn how to adjust and adapt. And be prepared for anything, because that's just really what this space requires. You can't really prepare for the challenges that come in entrepreneurship because they're so unforeseen and there's really no way out. The only way out is if you give up on your business. And that's, I mean, at that point, you're not on the path anymore. So if you're going to stay on the path of entrepreneurship, you have to develop a muscle for, you know, problem solving. And for me, the list goes on. Like, you have marketing challenges, you have exposure challenges, you have challenges with conveying your message to the right target market, you have challenges with, you know, technical things like websites, platforms. Like, you guys have a podcast. I'm sure you use a streaming agent. I'm sure you use something that you download your audio on.
Right.
All of these things, that these components that come along with what you actually need to be successful and show up in top quality, there's going to be gaps, because no matter what you're good at, you're not good at everything. So the things that you're not good at, the things that you don't know about, it's going to require research. It's going to require, you know, outsourcing, or for you to learn something new or fail or whatever. So the list just goes on. There's so many challenges for entrepreneurship, and it doesn't go away no matter how successful you get, how smart you are, how big your team is. There's always going to be problems.
Do you feel like it's hard, easy or hard in Atlanta doing PR and marketing when it can be probably oversaturated and maybe everybody's doing that?
No, so that's not, so two things. Atlanta is not really a market where oversaturated industries matter. It's just not. Like, Atlanta is one of those places where there's 1,000 of everything. and it just doesn't matter because there's always a demand for it because there's constantly traffic coming in and out. There's constantly, you know, production. There's constantly business. There's constantly entertainment. There's constantly events. On average, I know when I first moved to Atlanta, there was a statistic that on average, there's 300 events a day in Atlanta. So it's literally the whole oversaturated concept is a non-factor in Atlanta. However, to kind of further answer your question, marketing and PR is something that's always going to be a hot commodity because it's always needed. For any business, any brand, any company, anybody who's doing big things and trying to create major impact, because it's just simple mathematics. If you want to create a large impact, you have to have a team. You cannot, like, there's only but so much you can reach by yourself physically, and it's not about how lit you are, how good at what you are, how connected you are. It does not matter. You know, the world is just too large and too vast for somebody to make a big impact by themselves. So, you know, branding and PR are literally the two backbones in business that any brand and business needs. And if they don't have an official branding and PR team, then they still have a branding and PR department. They just don't know it. It just might not be professional or polished. But if you have a business, you have some sort of branding, whether it's good or not, it's there. And you have some sort of exposure, some sort of reputation. So no matter whether you have a publicist or a brand consultant or not, you still have the department and you still have the need. So it'll always be like a supply and demand factor for branding and PR, I feel like. You know, our only competition is probably AI, and even that is not even a factor because it's too much emotion and creativity involved in what we do.
Right. So I do marketing here in Louisville. And I mostly work mostly with Black businesses here in the city. So it's definitely, of course, Louisville's not Atlanta. So it's just trying to change the mindsets to get these business owners here to understand the importance of marketing and PR and branding. Cause I started off in PR back in like 2009 and I was working with music artists, comedians. I had a celebrity blogger, but even people here in the city, they weren't really understanding the concept of public relations. They thought it was like a quick turnover or they weren't explaining why it was so expensive. And so when people really weren't understanding what public relations was until it was too late, because most of the time you only hear people say they need a publicist when there's a crisis,
right?
And so once that happened, I just moved straight into like marketing. And so now here our mindset is not like an Atlanta mindset. It's really, I'm really having to get people to buy in to the importance of having some type of marketing, PR, whatever.
And, you know, I think, and I'm just speaking off of what you're saying, I might be wrong, but I personally think that they're well aware that they need marketing. I think that they don't understand what that really means for their dedication to that process. Because I think most people, we get baited by marketing every day. I mean, we watch commercials. The average community looks forward to the Super Bowl commercials. We see ads all the time. We see signs. We see billboards. You know, we react and we live off of marketing every day. But when you deal with a lot of inner cities, and it's crazy, shout out to my girl Yvette Lloyd, Life Her Podcast. That's my girl, okay. Out of Ohio. She's out of Akron. But we have a collective that we merged together called the City Girls Boss Talk Collective. And it's specifically for the purpose of traveling to inner cities where the mindset is just not expanded to the point where, you know, people are understanding the vast possibilities that they have access to when you're in entrepreneurship or when you own your own space or when you chase your dreams or you are obedient to your vision. The sky is really the limit, and a lot of people have a limited mindset, so it's hard for them to understand what's required for next level success. So right. I totally get it.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like you guys are agreeing on a lot of things there. So, Brittany, along with that, and I see your list, you got a long list of notable clients and collaborations, and you know, I was going through your, you know, your documents and your info, and you said, you know, you like to work on a lot of purpose-driven projects, and I could tell from your list. Talk about some of the work that you did with Tamir Rice's mother. Like, what kind of work? What did you do?
Yeah,
in that collaboration.
So I worked with her for a very brief time. Mm-hmm. I did some consulting work with her in reference to some of the projects that she was planning for the Tamir Rice Foundation. She's awesome, awesome woman, Samaria Rice. Shout out to her. And she's a mover and shaker. She's doing a lot behind the scenes. And really, we were consulting and working together to try to help her define a newer image and just a coming of time mm-hmm. of what's happening now versus what happened then and what she's doing with the foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely. And I love that you pointed out that I work with purpose-driven projects because that's really big to me. I'm big on storytelling. I mean, that's the core of branding and PR in a nutshell is the storytelling piece. And we just repeat the same process throughout the calendar. You have a basic story that's your all the time story that mm-hmm. you kind of, you know, that you drive off of. But then I tell people all the time that quarterly campaigns are important. And if you divide the calendar into four quarters, you should have a different story for each quarter that you're pushing. That you're attaching your brand and your business to that you're able to then align your marketing with. And it makes it 1,000 times easier because people then buy the campaign. They're not buying the business or the brand anymore. They're buying the story for that quarter. And so you're able to sell to the same person 4 times throughout the year at least because now they bought 4 different stories. So it's an easy way to not exhaust your product and oversell yourself and make it seem like you're like begging for sales. This way, you're more so looked at as a storyteller. You're looked at as an impact or a change leader. And that is all like based in the core of your messaging and your mission. And so that's some of the things I was working with Miss Rice with and just talking over her missioning and her messages and things like that.
Got you. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Listen, man, if y'all just tuning in now, we rocking out with Brittany Miller, PR consultant and branding expert, celebrity PR consultant and branding expert, Brittany Miller on the Dope Dope Podcast. Speaking of some of your other collabs, like what has been some of your favorite collaborations or partnerships that you've done so far?
Wow, there's so many. I had so many like fun. Everything is different for me, and that's what I love. Mm-hmm. A lot of publicists are industry based. If you really like pay attention to the industry, you'll understand that most publicists are either sports publicists or entertainment publicists or, you know, different lanes like mm-hmm. that. For me, I'm more so all industries. And the reason is because the same baseline skills was required for any industry. It doesn't really matter. A lot of these publicists operate off of their contacts, which is not beneficial really. Because once you exhaust your contacts, then what? You understand what I'm saying? You have to have the underlying skill to know how to connect and to know how to negotiate and to know how to storytell and to match equal value and things like that so that mm-hmm. there's something to talk about and there's something to kick off and to birth out of two entities. But, you know, because of that, because I work with so many different industries, it's a playground for me. Like, I have so much fun with the work that I do. I work with... one of my fun projects, I worked with a Bible app for...
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I did some graphic design work for the Bible app for an Easter campaign that they did. It was like a 7-day devotional, and I was able to design some things, and they were having a play. It was actually based out of here in Philadelphia. There was a play they were doing, and the photos from the play is what they wanted to use to create the graphics and the visuals for the devotional. And so I did that, and, you know, it was a nice contracted deal. Really, really awesome. And of course, it's amazing when you realize that millions of people are reading this devotional and your work is just out there. So that was cool. Shout out to Alexis Branch. I love working with her. She just dropped a new single. I designed her cover art.
Okay.
And I've done plenty of PR work for her, different interviews and media kits and different things of that nature. Shout out to Ashley Akins. Ready to Love, Oprah Winfrey Network. That's my girl. She's been a day one for me. She was one of my first celebrity clients that I acquired when I moved to Atlanta back in 2018, and we still work together. She's been on 2 different seasons of Ready to Love, and she's been on almost every mainstream platform you can think of. We bust our butt to get her, you know, everywhere she needs to be. Shout out to Dash Radio because she's still their leading stream interview of all time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I got some pretty good clients, and I'm really proud of them. I don't play about my clients now.
Nah, that's what's up. And listen, for the folks listening in, she said a few key words, man. What she was getting at is like, don't box yourself in. Don't box yourself into something. She does a lot of different things. And I heard the word contract in there. So get your business right. Keep your business right. I'm sure that's huge. That's huge in every facet of life, especially the work that you guys do, especially what you guys are working on too. I got some notes here too. So your different companies, and I had a question. I think you might have answered it in when you were going through some of your, you know, your businesses. Boss Lady Hub and Shop. I was gonna say, tell us a little bit more about that. But I had a question before that. Is the Boss Life Health and Wellness a part of Boss Lady Hub and Shop, or is that a separate business?
It is. It's a. It's so both. The answer is both. You really want to be specific? It's both. So. Okay. Let me explain it. The Boss Lady Boulevard is a platform. It's a hub and a shop. I created it during the pandemic, and it was really something that I created to make a product-based business while the pandemic was happening, while services were kind of shaky. Now, I say that lightly because honestly, 2020 and 2021 were some of my best financial years, as far as like transitioning over into the six-figure space. 2020 and 2021 were great years for me. A lot of people, because of the pandemic, were losing their jobs, and they were looking to start new businesses, and they were looking to work for themselves because they were realizing the fact that what people thought was security and jobs was opposite. Because if there's a pandemic and there's a crisis, you're 100% replaceable. So people realized that some people the hard way, and it sent them in my direction when they wanted logos, they wanted color palettes, they wanted consulting on how to start a business, on who to connect with. So it did well for me, but I still was proactive before I knew it would do well, and I decided to go ahead and create a product-based business. So Boss Lady Boulevard started out to really just be t-shirts that have Boss Lady Boulevard, which if you remember during the pandemic, a lot of people were doing virtual things. They were going live, they were doing more Zooms. I'm sure Zoom's stock market went skyrocket.
Had to. We kind of, we're losing you. We lost you, Brittany.
For me, you know, for me, it was, the t-shirts were meant for people to go on virtual platforms and be able to advertise that they were business women, and women in business. So that started as a product side, and that's the shop side of Boss Lady Boulevard. More recently in 2024, I launched the hub side, which is the events and the courses. We do weekly courses on Zoom. We do live networking events in person. And our first ever signature annual event that we've done was the Flowers Awards, which we actually kicked off in Philadelphia in 2021. And it was a big hit. It was amazing. We honored Patty Jackson. We honored DJ Diamond Cuts. We honored Delilah D. We honored Kendra Hall. A lot of people out of the tri-state that are doing big things out here through the Flowers Awards. But the Boss Lady Boulevard Hub and Shop is exactly that. It's like a hybrid of a shop that sells products for boss women and a hub that allows boss women to connect and learn and grow in business. The Boss Life Focus movement is really a hashtag. It's a movement more than anything. And it's attached to the TLC company. If anybody has heard of IASOT or Nutriburst or anything like that, yeah. So they are a separate company that's a major distributor of detox and health and wellness products. And so I am a distributor of TLC products, and it goes under my Boss Lady Boulevard brand because that's where we push lifestyle and business lifestyle. My target market for that is women in business. So if you're watching and you've tapped into my recent wealth, health, wellness, and wealth journey recently, you'll know that I've been detoxing for some months now. I've been on like a very intentional diet on what I'm eating. I haven't eaten meat in about 3 months. I've been eating, really focusing on like fruits and vegetables and water, and I've been detoxing more often. And it's a lifestyle thing for me at this point. It's deeper than just, you know, weight loss or surface level results. It's really about clarity and extending the lifespan, because we are business women and we have assets, and we're looking to build legacy, and we want to be here for a long time. So that's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right, y'all. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. I got some more notes. Woman to Woman Talk magazine.
Yes. It's awesome. I love Woman to Woman Talk magazine. It's one of my first platforms that I created outside of my main business. Mm-hmm. It actually started as a radio show, and it's such a nostalgic story for me, because it's actually how I was introduced to Atlanta. Back in 2015, I was 2 years in on entrepreneurship, and I had started my nonprofit at this time. I was still a hairstylist, and I did a project called the Nuff Said Project, where we brought in professional models and professional makeup artists and a professional photographer, and we went outside at Penn's Landing in Philadelphia, and we did a full-blown photo shoot with duct tape on their mouths about the fact that there's been enough said about diversity in womanhood. It was all about diversity and being accepting of other women, no matter how we look, no matter where we come from, et cetera, et cetera. And it was very a public movement, because people were outside, walking outside, and could just see what we were doing and would stop and ask us questions. So we ended up getting the attention of Eve on Twitter. This was back before, like, really Instagram and everything really hit the scene. But Eve retweeted my project and shouted me out as a fellow Philly woman. And then behind Eve came Patty Jackson. And so I shot my shot and I sent Patty an email, and I ended up getting an interview on WDAS. And this is all prior to PR, which is why you can understand how and why I transitioned. But when I reached out to Patty, I did an interview. Somebody was listening to the interview that was actually based in Atlanta. How I was listening, I don't know, maybe online or maybe they were in town. But they heard the interview and they sent me an email and offered me my own radio show in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
On the concept that I was talking about in my interview. And at that time, I really thought it was a scam. I honestly ignored that email like 3 times. I ignored it because I was like, what's this, a radio show? I'm like, I don't do radio. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
But by the third time, they were like, do you want this opportunity? And I was like, wait a minute, let me call these people and see, like, is this real? So when I called and I connected, they ended up flying me out there and training me for about a week to do radio. They set me up on a network, and I recorded my first 8 radio shows while I was out there. And that was when for the first time, I saw a black boy in a 3-car garage driveway on a hoverboard with a large yard and a large house, and literally kept driving down the street. And I just kept seeing black family after black family after black family. And I said, oh, I missed the memo, but I'm on my way. Okay.
Better late than never. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what really introduced me to Atlanta. So I'm bringing the story back full circle, but the radio show ended up being called Woman to Woman Talk Radio. Okay. So Woman to Woman Talk Magazine now is what used to be Woman to Woman Talk Radio. The issue was, gotcha. I did a few months of radio, and I started getting a lot of celebrity guests. I was just reaching out to celebrities with my show concept and inviting them to come on air, and they were saying yes. And so I was interviewing them, and the radio station started noticing that, and they were trying to capitalize off of my guests. They were trying to charge them and just, like, you know, change the whole dynamic of what we were already doing. And so if you know me, you know that I'm big on integrity. I'm big on, you know, if it's right, it's right. And I'm big on also not being controlled. So I walked out and was like, I said, it was nice. Thank you for introducing me to this space. But I'm going to take my show and I'm going to turn it into something I know how to do, because I'm not a radio person. I didn't understand the logistics behind the radio space, like, you know, all of the editing and the sound and the platforms and all that jazz. I'm a words girl. I write, you know, that's my thing. That's my space. So I turned it into a magazine. Same concept, same process, same type of guests and features. I just made it a magazine. I purchased my website and I did my own thing. And it's been going since 2016. And we reveal covers every month. We reveal original covers. And in between that, we do pop-up covers. We do full interviews. It's a whole vibe at Woman to Woman Talk.
Yeah, that's dope. So you took the control back.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Always.
That's what's up. That's dope. Nah, it is dope.
Thank you.
T, you got anything for Brittany before I ask my Ask her Philly questions.
No, because if I get started, you know how I am with marketing and all of that. So we can go ahead and get into the
yeah,
good
call
stuff.
Me, girl. Call me, girl. Just call me. You know,
Yeah. Y'all tap in and link up. More woman power. I like to see that. So Brittany, yeah, cue the question reached out, tapped in and connected us, which I thought was dope too. But the same thing I'm going to ask him. Well, I'm really going to ask you because you're in Atlanta now. Mm-hmm. So you're in Atlanta now. Who you cheering for, the Falcons or the Eagles?
First of all, neither one. Okay, I'm not a bird fan. We're not going to do that. You're not even going to do that around this park.
What? Okay.
And for anybody who's on here who don't like it, I'm on all the smoke. I'm a Cowboys fan to the day I die.
Oh, my God.
Okay, shout out to them boys.
Oh, my God. Y'all heard her. Y'all heard her. If anybody's on here, she wants all the smoke. She's a Cowboys fan.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. Brittany, that's crazy.
I don't do the Philly or the Atlanta Birds. No.
See, the funny thing is, I'm a Philly fan, and I ain't from Philly. I ain't even never been. I need to get up there though to catch a game. But that's funny. You like
where you from? Where you based at?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an Eagles fan. So you don't do no birds. You them Cowboys.
We pluck feathers over here, okay? We pluck feathers.
Okay, I like that energy. All right, so you will let you slide on the being a Cowboys fan. That's all good. top Philly artist for you.
Jasmine Sullivan, Music Soul Child. I'm a soul girl all day. Kendrick family soul, as you can see. I'm on. Yes. Left Eye, Jill Scott.
Okay.
Listen, I'm old school in the crates. I don't know nothing about these new folks. Okay.
that's what's up. Jasmine Sullivan, one of my favorite artists too. That's what's up. That's a nice list. So old school is that? So do you have any current favorite artists? Not necessarily Philly. Who's your current favorite artist that you like out here?
You said not necessarily Philly.
Yeah.
I like her.
Okay.
I like her. I like. I'm trying to think. It's hard for these new artists. I really don't tap in that much to the new space. I don't. I like Snow Allegra. She's not really new. She's more newly discovered, but I like Snow Allegra.
Okay.
As far as like hip hop, more so, I like Dave East. I like Bryson Tiller. I like he's more like R&B and hip hop kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, so that's kind of my vibe. I'm an 80s, 90s vibe. So anything that sounds similar to that in the new space is okay with me. But any of that craziness, I can't do it. I don't even know their name. I can't tolerate it. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know.
You kind of my spirit animal.
You said, I was going to say, you sound like too.
I don't do a lot of new stuff. I mean, new artists. I mean, I like.
You don't know either.
I do like her. Out of the, like her, SZA, Summer Walker, Ari Lennox, like I like her. I like Lotto because I've been watching Lotto since the rap game.
She's a beast for real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lotto's dope. Lotto's dope.
I like Lotto. That's my girl. And I do like Lotto. I'm a Nicki Minaj fan.
Oh.
For sure. Okay. I'm a Nicki fan and a Cardi fan. Okay.
Yeah, you can be both. I don't understand why people don't act like they really know. You can be both.
Because they followers and they ain't got no substance to them. That's why.
That's it. That's exactly it.
They
I'm
all
like,
about
wait,
cancel culture and I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can like all of these people. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah. I like Lady London.
Okay.
Lady London. I love her. That's
what's up. So Miss CEO Brittany Miller, what's coming up? What's up? What you got up and coming? Like what's next? What you want to shout out? What you working on now? Next? Cuz you got a lot going on.
Can I shout out a non-business thing? I'm working on self-care.
Yeah,
I'm working on.
Definitely.
Honestly, I'm working on tired of being working. Okay, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on being tired of working. seriously, for real. It's been a lot. I'm going through a lot of things right now in my personal life. So I'm going through a lot of different transitions, a lot of pivots, a lot of just unforeseen circumstances. So right now I'm trying to maximize and prioritize self-care. I'm trying to tap into, you know, my inner spirit, you know, just getting grounded again and just understanding, re-understanding my new purpose and what it looks like today versus what it looked like 5 or 10 years ago, et cetera. Just trying to be tapped in all the way around and just be more well-rounded. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a workaholic. That's all I do. I'm a grind time type person. My business is my lifestyle. I do have 5 daughters. So people who know me know that all of my daughters are very well engrossed into my lifestyle of business. They are also entrepreneurs. They help me out with a lot of things I do. We do a lot of, like, you know, group learning things and just, like, it's all tied in one. So I'm really trying to create a little bit of separation, just a little bit, so that I can turn certain things off and turn other things on. But right now that's kind of where I'm at, is just trying to figure out a good balance in this next chapter and what that looks like for me. My kids are getting older. My oldest daughter just turned 18. So it's a lot of little new transitions happening for me right now.
That's what's up. You got to definitely take care of yourself. We want to see you take care of yourself so you can continue on all these great things that you're doing, even if that means taking a break from some of the stuff that you're doing right now. So
yes, it's coming.
That's dope.
Trust me, it's coming. A break is most definitely
coming. Nah, that's what's up. We appreciate you rocking out with us. Everybody online, make sure y'all tap in with CEO Britt Miller. Dope. Well, we appreciate you rocking out with us today. We're gonna have to have you back on at a certain point in time whenever you get back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, from your healing and getting your, you know, make sure that you right.
I appreciate that so much. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime too. I appreciate what you guys are doing. And obviously just a word of encouragement. Keep pushing, keep collaborating, keep elevating.
Thank you.
Keep creating news and dialogue and conversation around the things that are needed and necessary for our people. So I'm excited and definitely look forward to working in the future.
Thank you. Definitely. Definitely look forward to that. We appreciate you joining the pod today. And until next time. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a
good All right. Night. You too. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. All right. Bye. Yo.
Yeah.
That was dope. I like her energy.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I figured that, like, if we continued on with the questions, you would have had it. Y'all would have got into that marketing, that PR. Y'all could have talked forever on that.
Yeah. I was just like, I'll go on a tangent. It's just best. I'll save my tangents for my personal Facebook lives.
Yeah. Right. But she, you know. Y'all talked about some of the same things that you know, you're trying to push here for all the black owned businesses. Some of the things that she said as we were talking to her,
you know, people
don't, you know, yeah. Get on when it's too late, see, when you're in the stratosphere, you know what I'm saying?
My prices is really high.
When you take off in the stratosphere further than, you know, than you are right now, they won't tap in then.
Right.
Listen, before we jump off here, T, let's talk a little bit more about, we was talking about these beefs, and real quick, like, I can't get off here without talking about this, but yeah, anyway, like, I see a couple of people jumped on, but look, we just chopped it up with CEO Brittany Miller, man, PR branding and consulting. Make sure y'all follow her and tap into everything that she got going on. But man, back to these beefs. So and T, I don't know if you caught up. Did you hear the Drake with the Tupac and the Snoop AI?
I did, and I mean, I saw it had mixed reactions. Some people thought it was clever.
Yeah.
Some people were like, "Oh, how you gonna do that?" And I mean, I think Drake is very calculated. And so, you know, I don't put anything past him. I know he keeps poking the bear, so it's just like, at what point? It's like, where's Kendrick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I know Drake took like three. I know he took 3 weeks to respond, but he responded. And then he responded again. And as much like I like where he was going with the poke, like you said, poking the bread with the AI. I didn't the AI's versus that wasn't my favorite thing, but I like where he was going with it. I like the tactic. Cause he put in, you know what I'm saying, even though it was AI and I didn't necessarily like the AI part of it, like Tupac is one of Kendrick's favorite artists. Right. Like, and then you had Snoop Dogg.
Right.
So I thought it was clever. And we need to hear from Kendrick sooner than later.
Well, it was clever because you got two kings of the West.
Exactly.
Indirectly talking to Kendrick, who's supposed to be one of the kings of the West. Yeah. And it's like, where you at? You know, so I don't knock Drake for using that. I think Drake, like I said, is calculated, innovative, and, you know, it's kind of like everybody wants to go at him, because even the shit with him and Rick Ross was funny.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
People were like, DJ Khaled sitting somewhere like, who gonna get custody of me or something, you know?
He going through it right now.
Yeah, he gotta be, because it's just like everybody that you didn't had on your songs plenty of times. I mean, like, you know, I listen to a lot of Drake and Rick Ross songs. Mm-hmm. I listen to who else has Drake been on with a lot? I mean, even Drake and Future.
Future?
And I don't even like Future, but anytime Future did a song with Drake, I liked.
Yeah, you rock with it.
So it's just kind of like, you know, y'all can't really dismiss this man and his talent. You know, because y'all feel some type of way. Now, I will say what is kind of triggering for me, and I know we ain't got that much time, is, and I made a post about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people are equating Drake's complexion with his masculinity, or him not being hard enough or black enough because he's light skinned. I seen a girl when people were discussing it on Facebook, she was like, she don't like Drake because he has light skin behavior. And I'm trying to figure out, what the fuck is light skin behavior? Like, what is
you like, what does that mean?
You know, so people can say all of this stuff about light skin people, like we're punks, we this, we that. But if I call somebody an ink blot, I'm a colorist.
You racist, you colorism.
So it's just like, if that's the only thing that y'all really got against this man is because he's light skinned, like, come on now.
I think it's extremist on both sides. Like, one of the things, like, for the past few weeks, and not even for the past few weeks, like, people go overboard. Like, they just say any and everything, all this bullshit, regardless, without, you know, they can't just sit back and be entertained. Like, they got to go too far with it.
Right.
So, I don't think that's not going to stop. That's the age and the world we in right now. And it's ridiculous. I'm with you. They go way too far.
Unfortunately.
Way too far, unfortunately. What you think about Ye jumping in it?
I didn't. That's why I saw where they took his remix to Like That off of YouTube.
They did?
Yeah, it said it was like it was a copyright infringement. Oh. Of course, now people are like, oh, Drake
had,
you know, the Jewish community is, you know, behind Drake. And so, but yeah, I just saw that on Instagram today that it was taken down.
Well, yeah, I didn't know they took it down, but I seen that play a weeks ago, and like that, I seen several people run with that, whether it's true or not. I think it's crazy though, like, at some point, like, this is not going to work in the everybody's favor as they continue to pile up and join into this diss against Drake. Like, it's not going to work out for y'all in the long run, because at the end of the day, like, people ain't going to like to see it. Like, 20, 30, 50 people dissing Drake, that's kind of lame. Like, even it Kanye, like, I can't believe that, like, I seen somebody post this that, like, they got together, like, you mean to tell me that they really called Kanye to get on this remix? Like, everybody really is having sidebar conversation to figure out how they can stop and get rid of Drake. That shit is crazy.
It is crazy because, and when you think about it, Drake came out in what year?
What? Like, '04, '06? I don't know. Something like that. Yeah.
But think about, this man has been consistent with hits for over a decade.
Yeah, been a long time.
And not a lot of people can say that.
So that's the problem, is that because Drake is on top and been on top for a long, long time. Drake got a long ass run.
Yeah.
I think, and niggas is really getting, at this point, they're getting their feelings, because I don't even know. Like, it could be over a girl. I don't know. But obviously, it ain't all about that, because it just, at a drop of a dime, all y'all niggas is plotting up to to go against Drake. And it don't make no sense.
I mean, when he posted that Kill Bill picture, that was perfect. That was the perfect image for what's happening.
Nah, that's a fact. And I'm sure more to come. Like Kendrick is definitely on the clock. Like he don't got a drop. Like maybe this week, but I'm telling you, if we don't hear nothing and Drake drops another one, he go for the three-peat. It's gonna look bad.
At this point, Kendrick better have ether level lyrics.
Yeah, he gonna have to. Like if he's holding and waiting and drop an album and gonna put it on the album, I think that's fine. But he got to drop a dope. It's gotta be dope. And I mean, like, look, these two songs from Drake, they cool. I like everything that's been dropped. Yeah, I like it. But it ain't nothing that can't be, like, it ain't nothing like career ending. So it ain't right. Like it'd be not hard not. For him to come back.
Not at
and
all.
Drop now, something. So
now they saying Chris's diss to Quavo could be career ending.
Yeah, Chris is crazy. I like Quavo's response, though. I listened to it before we started the live.
Yeah, I've listened to it a little bit. I was like, but to me, what Quavo was saying was stuff that people haven't already said about Chris Brown.
Yeah,
because how many times you gonna say, oh, he hit Rihanna? We know that. Like, see, when he's a crackhead, okay? We know that.
Yeah, y'all said both of them.
So, I mean, it's like, what else can you really say about Chris Brown, really, other than those two things?
Yeah, that's all they got, and that's all they can bring up. And like, and speaking of Chris Brown, and it was funny, like, I didn't bring this up when we had our guest on, just because she's from Philly, Jill Scott shouted out Chris Brown,
yeah.
And she received backlash. I'm like, can't nobody say that they like Chris Brown no more? Like, that's kind of old with this whole fake backlash. And fake outrage. Yeah,
people were in the comments. Some people were defending. They were like, y'all can't get mad at people who don't want to be mad at Chris Brown because you're mad at Chris Brown.
Exactly.
But that's how this works.
But I'm glad she stood her ground on her responses back to these people, because some people kind of backtrack. So I'm glad she stood up and was like, nah, she's rocking with Chris Brown, the artist. Like,
right.
Yeah, you can do that. That's crazy. But listen, man, T, I appreciate you jumping on here, having my back on the pod. Listen, people, Hoodie has some family stuff to take care of. So T jumped right in, and this was the perfect spot for her, because she got to talk a little bit, you know, with the guest on it. So we appreciate you. Listen, spin the block each and every week. We're going to be here each and every Monday. Spin the block and tap in with the pod. Before we get off, T, shout out, you know. 512 Black East Week, Business Week, all that. Talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Black Baking Competition May the 18th, trying to find out who's the best Black baker in the city. We got 502 Black, the 7th annual 502 Black Business Week, going down June the 16th through the 22nd. Kicking that off is the Winging It Competition, trying to find out who is the wingmaster in the 502. So if you feel like you got the best wings in the city, you need to sign up for that. Yeah, and that's pretty much it, what I got for the next couple months.
That's what's up, man. Make sure y'all tap in with T. Like, follow her. She gives out all the info, though. So don't act like it's not there. She gives you all that info, so tap in with her. Until next week, listen, make sure y'all tap in with the All Things Apply podcast. Me and the family we got a new episode this Friday. Tap in with us. And then, of course, Spin That Block, the Dope Dope podcast, man. We back each and every Monday. Like I said, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. We out. We appreciate y'all. Later.